Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Hubble Happy Hour. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Chicago to Sheboygan, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So glad you're with us here on the DA. It's a Target Demo Friday, everybody. So if you're out there rolling around, listening at your home, got stuff to do, whatever it is, however you're doing it, we want to know how so we can cite you as part of the Target Demo Friday segment later on in the show. So simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Let me know how you're listening, what you're doing, and where you're at. And I'll read those coming up for you in hour number 3. Coming up this morning on the show, we've got NASCAR driver Chase Elliott. Came in 17th at NASCAR last weekend. We'll talk to Chase coming up here. Do some racing coming up in hour number 2. Also, the Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linedahl, will join us here on the show. Katie's going to be in studio coming up in hour number 3. We will tackle whether the San Diego Padres should be all in on signing Bryce Harper after signing Manny Machado. That's right now a report out there. Case Keenum says he was shocked by the trade of Joe Flacco. Is he living in delusion? What should Duke do now with Zion? He's, quote, day-to-day. And Vince McMahon with rumors of trying to smear the alliance. All of that coming up this morning on the show. I do want to reflect, though, on where we are this morning aboard the mothership. 30 years ago, there was a playoff game played between the Philadelphia Eagles, the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Mike Ditka, Buddy Ryan, enemies after they had won the 1985 Super Bowl together, were now on opposite sidelines. Buddy and Buddy Ball and the Eagles coming to Soldier Field to take on Ditka and the Bears. All eyes were on Soldier Field that January day in 1989. 30 years ago, almost exactly. However, it was an unseasonably warm January day in Metro Chicago. And the fog came in off of Lake Michigan, rolled over Soldier Field, then descended upon the stadium. You might know it as the Fog Bowl. And fans of the stands, they couldn't see the action. The fog was too dense. The play-by-play man of that game, Vern Lundquist, could not see the field. It became one of the iconic images in NFL history, the Fog Bowl. Today, here on the DA Show, we have our own Fog Bowl. almost 30 years to the day. If you are watching at watchda.com, you can't see me. All you can see is the ghostly outlines of my white headphones and the brightened logo behind me that says The DA Show, hosted by Damon Amendolara Turning. Why is this, DA? Well, it's because we came in this morning and the TV lights don't work. Mraz, I'm going to do a quick count here on the DA Show. How many lights do I see that are hanging above me for Tiki and Tierney and the television broadcast, which also lights us up on the simulcast?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I believe I see 22 lights. 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Sorry, 31 lights.
Do my math there.
31 lights, and by my calculation, one is working. Is that right? One?
Correct.
And that's the one that looks like a bug zapper.
Yes, the one that I think we hung the Robbie jersey from.
I think you're right. I don't know what happened. Things look like they're different today. I don't know if somebody moved something around, but you can't see me.
I think Tom Dundon was our investor in lights, pulled out to help the Alliance.
It's a glitch, everybody. It's just a glitch, a payroll glitch, a lighting glitch. So if you're watching at watchda.com, available on any device, you can see Mraz lit up perfectly. You can't see me. I'm just a ghostly apparition in the darkness hosting this radio show. Now, for those that don't know my personal preferences, I love the lights on. A lot of talk show hosts want it dark. I think Scotty Farrell has all lights off.
I believe from Scotty Farrell to Amy to Taz and the Moose, who basically turned into a dungeon, it's very dark in there.
All of them do radio only, and they like the darkness. I've never liked a dark studio. I want to be woken up. I want to be bright lights on me. I want the energy of the lights. I feel like it makes you at attention. But right now I'm doing it in the dark. And so I think I might send one of our staffers down to the pharmacy to get me some candles. At least let's make this romantic. But if you're listening on the radio, you don't care. And so we soldier on at a Target Demo Friday. All of those topics that I mentioned, you can hit me up on the phones at 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And last night, the Golden State Warriors, needing a late push and a late defensive stop to survive the Sacramento Kings 125-123. Give the Kings all types of credit, because in all four games this year against the Warriors, they played them tooth and nail. They lost all four games, but lost them all by single digits. And after the game, Draymond Green admitted, this is going to be a rivalry pretty soon. Right now, we win them all. But those guys are getting good, and they're getting good fast. To a man, the Warriors last night tipped their cap to the Sacramento Kings, a young bunch of kids that are right now starting to learn how to win. And the Kings could slip into the playoffs, perhaps as an 8 seed. Also last night, LeBron carried the Los Angeles Lakers to a comeback victory themselves over the Houston Rockets. And now suddenly the Lakers are back to 500 after a 111-106 game where LeBron went for 29 points. And the Lakers are hunting down the 8 seed. So the Golden State Warriors, right now as the number one of the West, could face LeBron and the Lakers, or a Kings squad that has played them to the mat four times this year. Here's my question. Are the Warriors due for a really true, solid challenge, a battle in that first round of the Western Conference playoffs? It is where we begin your cold open.
LeBron one-on-one against Harden. Two MVPs. 5 seconds to shoot it. LeBron goes right by Harden, kicking a Bullock for three. Got it! Lakers by six.
No, it's just one game, and we got to continue to get better. It's a point of emphasis for our team. We understand if we don't turn the ball over, especially in the second half, and we make free throws, then we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win ball games.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Mark Grundy.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
John Ireland on Lakers Radio. LeBron after the win. I've got a lot of respect for what the Sacramento Kings are accomplishing after years of being a disaster. They're finally putting it together. Marvin Bagley alongside De'Aaron Fox, adding Buddy Hield. They now have a really good young nucleus. And you know me, I've got nothing but respect for LeBron James. So I tip my cap to the Kings for what they've done this year. I tip my cap to LeBron James, what he's done over the course of his career. But the answer to me is no. I don't believe the Warriors are in for a challenge in this first round of the playoffs if they get the Lakers, if they get the Kings, or anybody else. Because they haven't even fully unleashed Boogie Cousins yet. And I think right now it is brutally difficult for them to truly care and to truly focus because they're the number one seed. They're still breezing through the regular season and they know they can turn it up to an even better level, a higher level when it matters most. Now, do I think that the Kings or the Lakers can get a game? I think the Lakers can get a game because of LeBron. I think, though, if the Kings get into the playoffs, they might not be scared of the Golden State Warriors, but I don't think that they're seasoned enough. I don't think they have that big dog to be able to get a game. I don't think either one of those teams is going to beat Golden State. And I know that all season long we've been waiting, wanting the Warriors to show some real vulnerability. And yes, earlier in the year they did. And yes, I think that there's some hurt feelings because of what Kevin Durant was scolded by and how he was scolded by Draymond Green and what was said in that altercation. I think that there's still some hurt feelings there. But ultimately, that team is too damn talented. We already know what they're capable of with Steph and Klay and Draymond and KD. But now adding DeMarcus Cousins, last night after the win, Steve Kerr was asked whether he is worried about his bench when they get to the NBA Finals. We haven't hit March yet. He's getting questions about the NBA Finals, and they're legitimate. There's just no way, no matter how spunky the Kings are, no matter how great LeBron is, that the Warriors are losing in the first round as much as we might hope they could actually get a series. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. And it's because we saw what happens when LeBron does not have a true supporting cast last year into the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. Got buzzsawed. Same thing this year. Those guys are too young. They're too green. They're too inconsistent to pick up the slack when LeBron can't do everything. When we come back, we already know the San Diego Padres are signing Manny Machado. They've signed Manny Machado. They'll introduce him today. Now there's reports that they are also hunting Bryce Harper. Would that be awesome for baseball? Or terrible for baseball if both those guys ended up with the Padres. It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value,
big upside.
Steve Spurrier joins us. Coach, good morning.
And of course, the Spanish colonized Florida first up in St. Augustine. They were actually pretty good people in the state of Florida way back in the 1500s, 1600s, and so forth.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I loved that time that Steve Spurrier came on the show and taught us about Floridian and Spanish history. Good times. Good times. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio on a Target Demo Friday. Tweet at me where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing as you listen, and we'll read them coming up here in hour number three. Hour number three, Target Demo Friday this morning. The Hall Monitor tweets, DA, for a moment, I thought I was listening to the Count from Sesame Street. One, two, three. If you are watching at watchda.com, you are seeing it. I'm doing this show in the dark. Apparently, we forgot to pay the lighting bill around here. Somebody forgot to pay the electric bill because none of the lights work today. So if you're watching on the simulcast, all you see is a ghostly outline of my headphones. That's at watchda.com. I, though, am on it. I have commissioned one Billy Giacalone. Many of you remember the name Billy Jacques from our overnight days. He was an old standby on the Wheels of Steel when Kenny Brock was out. He's working behind the scenes today for the show as well. And I said, Billy, here's the DA show credit card, which is really DA's credit card. Go get me as many candles as humanly possible because we're going to make this a romantic episode of the DA show.
She's a bad girl, David.
Exciting. Manny Machado will be introduced today as a member of the San Diego Padres, and reports are that the Padres aren't done there, that it wouldn't be likely, but it is still possible that San Diego signs Bryce Harper as well. I would be shocked if Harper did not end up in Philadelphia. The Phillies wanted either Machado or Harper. They've claimed they have, quote, stupid money to spend. It's a highly competitive NL East this year. And Bryce Harper wants a big market. Let's face it, he wants attention. He's the one baseball player out there that has tried to increase his persona and his Q rating and his fame for endorsement purposes. He wants attention. He wants people paying attention to him. So I don't see Bryce Harper, I've never seen Bryce Harper, signing with a team that couldn't give him major market attention. It's why the Chicago White Sox just never felt like a fit. The Chicago White Sox are clearly the second team in Chicago, and they're not a winner. And they probably won't be for a while. And that's only if all of their young guys come through. And there's already question marks about all of those young guys that they've gotten for trades over the last few years. I don't see Bryce Harper landing in Chicago. I never did. Machado was maybe more likely because I don't think Machado needed the attention the same way that Bryce Harper did. Bryce Harper to San Francisco, I think, is a legitimate possibility. Because the Giants have won three World Series titles this decade. Because the San Francisco Giants have a long history and a long lineage of great players like Willie Mays, like Willie McCovey, like Will Clark, like Barry Bonds. But also because San Francisco is a major market. They play in one of the most beautiful ballparks we have in Major League Baseball. I could see the Giants being able to sway Bryce Harper. And remember, Bryce Harper is a West Coast kid, grew up in Las Vegas. San Diego is California. It is West Coast. It's very close to Las Vegas. But San Diego gives you none of the attention that Harper, I believe, wants and desires. I think Harper has his own baggage. Harper's defense has declined over the last couple of years. His bat is inconsistent. He has not proven to be a leader that can win big games, win divisions, or win playoff series. The Nationals never made it out of the first round. The Nats never won anything with Bryce Harper. And Harper has always felt like a little bit immature for the type of notoriety he gets. But I still admire his bat. I admire his play. He has won a National League MVP. And frankly, I find him interesting. And there's not a lot of baseball players I find interesting. And I still love baseball. So I'm all in on Bryce Harper. But I don't think he's going to San Diego. I think it would be a shock if he didn't land in Philadelphia. That being said, though, if the Padres signed Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, boy, it makes the San Diego Padres really interesting. I mean, really flipping interesting. But I don't think that that's good for baseball. Because the Padres are still not a team that people need to watch, and I don't think that changes by signing Machado and Harper. It certainly makes them interesting to the baseball world. I still don't think it makes them interesting to the non-baseball world. And so I think putting those two big stars on the same team in a middle market on the West Coast, who will play games more likely than not at times that most of the country won't watch, would be bad. In fact, I think it would be awful. I think Bryce Harper is the one guy in baseball, a little bit like Yasiel Puig, but even more so because he's won a National League MVP. He is polarizing. You love or you hate Bryce Harper, and he has a connection to young fans. Fans like his haircut, and fans like his attitude, and fans like his social media account. Bryce Harper looks like them. If you bury Bryce Harper on the West Coast for a team that hasn't made the playoffs in forever, that has won a World Series championship, you are going to blot out a lot of what really makes him valuable to baseball. A lot of the kids that really like him are not going to stay up to watch him. And a lot of the non-baseball world that kind of cared about him is going to suddenly not care about him. It would make the Padres really interesting to baseball people, but not to non-baseball people. And Bryce Harper is valuable to the non-baseball people. I think it would be awful for baseball if the Padres got them both. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. One, two, three. I am the count in the dark doing the show. All the lights are off here. Nearly pitch black. If you're watching at watchda.com, you can barely make out my shape. Someone didn't pay the light bill. Mraz, what is the latest from the engineering department?
They are in talks with the people at TV at CBS Sports Network about sending one of the TV engineers here to change a panel. So as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern, not looking good on a timetable here in the next 2.5 hours.
Are we going to invite Katie Linedahl into a candle-lit studio? Will she think we're totally creepy?
I think there's enough of a relationship built with Katie Linendahl that she'll laugh and think this comes with the territory of the DA show. But I think we should be relieved it is Katie Linendahl, because anybody else coming in today would have been a disaster.
Brad Heller is in for headlines. Heller, do you feel comfortable with the lights being out like this?
I got to be honest. If I didn't go to college with you and know you very well, I'd be a little on edge. Like, if it was just Mraz and I in here, I don't know. I'd maybe put a few on tape.
Put a few updates on tape.
Put up, yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
What, do you think I'd eat you?
Would you?
how much dessert have you had recently?
See, I knew it.
What'd you have to eat for dessert last night?
Chocolate-covered Oreo and some M&Ms.
Oh, that
from my
so
M&M
good.
Dispenser.
So that's now coursing through his veins. Is that appetizing?
That's enough for me, yeah. I know that's probably illegal to humans, but, you know, you eat somebody with M&Ms in them, it's good.
Definitely illegal.
See, and I was kidding about being in a dark room alone with you now, but now I'm actually a little concerned.
When we come back here on the show, Don Nelson has the greatest quote ever about what he's been doing since he retired. We'll play it as part of Soundcheck. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. Gonna celebrate all through the night.
Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only it.
I'll make love to you like you want me to. I will hold you tight, take it all through the night. I'll make love to you like you want me to.
And I will not let go of you, you tell me to.
If you're watching at watchda.com, you see what we're talking about here on the show. It's the most romantic episode in Mothership history. It's by candlelight. We have a series of candles here in studio lighting me up because the lights have gone out. We came in today and none of the lights worked. And so the only way we can see one another here inside the studio is via candlelight. Now, the best part is that Billy Jacques alone got me all these candles, and they're scented. So the entire studio now smells like strawberries and cream.
Better than Jody Max Phlegm.
It's kind of nice. Sets the mood, huh?
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm just smelling Connor's armpits over here. You at least got scents on that side.
So will this make it more or less awkward when Katie Linadal comes into the studio?
Oh, definitely more.
Okay.
Definitely more.
Yes, we have a series of strawberry and cream scented candles lighting up what is now christened as the Tom Dundon Memorial DA Show Studios after he bailed out the Alliance of American Football League with the $250 million cash earlier this week.
Dundon approves of the smell.
Do you think there's any correlation between us naming this the Tom Dundon, a guy that saved the AAF Memorial Studio, even though he's still alive, and the lights, the light bill just not being paid?
Yeah, I think obviously the finances there have gone to spring football.
All right, it's a Target Demo Friday, and so you can hit us up on the phones for any of the topics that we're talking about here on the show. We've been talking about San Diego trying to lure both Machado and Harper. They've got Machado. He'll be introduced today. The Warriors had a great battle last night against the Sacramento Kings. If they met in the first round of the playoffs, could we see a great series? Also, the Lakers and LeBron getting a win over the Houston Rockets, 111-106. That could be a 1-8 matchup of the first round of the West as well. That's all on the table this hour at 855-212-4227. On Twitter, for Target Demo Friday, hit me up. DA on CBS, also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Josh in Arizona tweets, DA as a Colorado Rockies fan, bring Bryce Harper to the West. Maybe major media will finally notice Nolan Arenado. Hashtag best in baseball. Hashtag Machado who. Nolan Arenado deserves our attention. That guy is a monster. Unbelievable glove. Unbelievable bat. He's one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I agree, not enough people know that he's there. But I'm not certain putting Machado and Harper in the West suddenly makes people pay attention to the Colorado Rockies. I think the Rockies have to win. It's the only way it's going to happen. And they've gotten to the playoffs, but they need to go deep into the postseason so that people watch. And I think that's now the reality of baseball, is that people around America pay attention when you're in October. Because there's just not a lot of other moments around Major League Baseball's season that the nation at large cares, unfortunately. It's an Ask the Pros question of the day as well around here. So pick a question, any question, and send it to me using the Twitter handle DA on CBS, and we'll read it later on in the show. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. So on a Target Demo Friday, let us know how you're listening, where you're at, and what you're doing. And we'll read through those coming up in hour number three. It is time now for your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We've been talking about this story, Antonio Brown, for weeks now. The guy quits on the Steelers in week 17. Then he just takes to social media to demand a trade. He calls out his quarterback. He likes tweets about Ben Roethlisberger's sexual assault allegations. And we just figure, well, Antonio Brown's being a madman now. And yet here's Kevin Colbert, general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers, essentially validating all of AB's gripes by saying that Ben Roethlisberger has the right to question whoever he wants on the team, has the right to question the general manager if he wants on the team, and went so far as to say if my players were smart, they would question all of the things that they do, and they would ask Ben Roethlisberger for advice and follow him, and then cited them as 52 kids under Ben Roethlisberger. To me, all of this is the wrong message to send to that locker room. Here's James Harrison, former member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, weighing in.
For me, being an unquestioned leader, I have no problem with that situation other than the fact that no one is beyond, like, unquestioned. That's a big statement. If I'm in that locker room, I just got put under 52 kids. So I'm feeling some sort of way. Even if I didn't feel that way before, like even if it wasn't a riff, you know, on the radar, now I'm like, well, is that really how they view me up top? And I think this is what, you know, Antonio may have said, where he said, you know, he felt like being had an owner's mentality, you know, and you have the GM that's, you know, saying this, and that's how guys may feel, even though that may not be the case.
James Harrison from NFL Network. If you're called 52 kids, you're one of 52 kids on that roster, and you're a grown-ass adult, and you make a paycheck, and you got a wife and kids. For Alejandro Villanueva, he's been in the armed forces. He served in the Army, for crying out loud. If you are Joe Hayden in your ninth year in the NFL, if you're a member of the offensive line and you're 5, 6, 7 years into your NFL and you're paid to protect Ben Roethlisberger, do you think you like being referenced as a kid? Of course not. And if the message from Kevin Colbert is, we trust Ben Roethlisberger because he has led us to wins before, he's a winner, he's a Super Bowl champion, and we believe in him, that's fine. And if you want to say he's our leader, that's fine as well. That's what most quarterbacks are asked to be. But what you can't do there is say that Ben Roethlisberger is above reproach, that he's above criticism, and that he has 52 kids under him. Because what you've now done is you've positioned him on a pedestal that nobody else is on in the entire NFL. Part of the reason the New England Patriots keep winning everything is that Tom Brady is not above criticism inside that locker room. That Bill Belichick will go after Tom Brady. Bill Belichick in meetings will say we need better quarterbacking. Bill Belichick will needle Tom Brady. All of these things lead to the 52 players under Tom Brady respecting the fact that he's coached as hard as they are. Once you have now dictated or drawn the line that the quarterback or one player is above everything in a maturity standpoint, and it's Ben Roethlisberger, no less, who has dealt with maturity issues himself, you have created another chasm in the locker room. And I just think this was the stupidest thing that Kevin Colbert can say. The stupidest, dumbest thing. Colorado Avalanche game last night. It's in Denver. And one of the Avs flips a puck up into the stands. Now there's a group of people in the stands fighting for the puck. There's a guy, what appears to be his girlfriend, and then a woman in front of him, all battling for the puck. The guy grabs it, but instead of giving the puck to his girlfriend, gives it to the woman that he doesn't seemingly know in the aisle in front of him. The video then zooms into the girlfriend, and the girlfriend is upset. Here's how it was described by Altitude Sports.
So Landy's so pumped up, he's like, I'm going to give it to this lovely couple up here. And there's the catch, folks. I want you to keep an eye, though, on his gal's head. You can barely see it because it's currently making contact with his elbow. And now watch him. See how he pulls it back so you know he absolutely smoked her. And Kyle, you take it from here.
Well, look who he decides to give it to. The lady in front of them, and she is just completely smitten.
I just got a puck from Gabe Landeskog.
Well, the girlfriend's not happy, and he's trying to comfort her and say, oh, sweetie, sweetie pie, I love you the most. And she's like, oh, no, you don't. Don't even touch me. Get off, boy.
Don't even touch me.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
Mraz, how does Schwartz handle a situation like that?
Well, number one, Schwartz takes the puck for himself, doesn't give it to any of the females.
Correct.
But my worry, though, is this young man maybe is, you know, like a Schwartz kid where he's gotten so many pucks over his years that he doesn't know to take care of his own girlfriend, but gives it to the lady he saw reaching for the puck since his girlfriend wasn't reaching for the puck, and I'll be damned if I elbow my own girlfriend in the head to get the puck to give to somebody else to be nice.
Every part about this is bad except for the fact that he didn't keep the puck for himself. At least he gave the puck away, but he does elbow his girlfriend in the head. She is visibly upset. She does not want him touching him after that. And then he didn't give her the puck as well. Do you think that she's a girlfriend that didn't even want to be there in the first place?
Probably. And now she'll never go to another hockey game again unless she has Ariana Grande's parents who pay for her to get a Zamboni run.
See, that's where the NHL loses fans, is that if you finally get somebody in the building, don't elbow them in the head, and then don't give them the puck that you catch. And finally, Don Nelson, returning to Oracle Arena last night. He was the head coach of the We Believe Golden State Warriors, who were an 8 seed, or the first ever 8 seed to beat a 1 seed in a 7-game series. And now they're coming back, saluting them as Oracle closes down. And Don Nelson shows up for his nostalgic press conference, his comeback to the arena, and his hair is long. It's slicked back. He's got a big old tan. He's got a beard. And basically, he looks like a skinny version of the Big Lebowski. So somebody asks, Don, you look good. What you been doing?
Can each of you talk briefly about what you've been doing after basketball? Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So...
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
It's legal now.
Yeah, but I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that.
He also goes into what he's doing, which apparently he bought a bunch of houses and just rents them out now, and he says he's made a nice little business just renting out his houses. Which is great. He really goes into like the behind the scenes of how his finances are working right now, which I love as well. What you been doing, coach? Smoking some pot. Awesome. And his players on the days, including Steven Jackson, just start howling in laughter. They're loving it. You have to love Don Nelson. There's a guy that gives zeros right now. Dude made some money coaching in the NBA. He's a Hall of Fame head coach. He's probably one of the top 10 coaches in league history. And now, with whatever money he made, he's also won a bunch of championships as a player for the Celtics. He sunk him into real estate, just makes his Airbnb rental charges, and just smokes weed in Hawaii. Smoke weed every day. I mean, look, who doesn't like the Don Nelson life? Don Nelson's living in Hawaii, just smoking weed and collecting Airbnb checks. Amazing! The guy won at life!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.